This is
David and Ali
on the Run
on Red Radio.
Hi guys, we're back. We have now Danny Abbott in studio, and we're starting a little bit of a new segment today. Isn't that right, Dave?
We indeed are. So, Danny Abbott, you told me something that really blew my mind. Would you mind sharing it with us once more?
It's the news that Danny refused to
goodness.
Use.
Oh my goodness, we were going to get there. You. Oh,
I'm sorry.
This is micromanagement. Three strikes.
Okay.
I'm calling number three.
Turn you guys off, and I'm just going to say that I came up with that name, and I'm very proud of it.
Okay. So let's start again. Guys, welcome back to Red Radio, and we have brought a special segment in for you guys, curated specifically.
It must be mentioned that Thomas Healy,
Thomas
James Healy, our student president, has curated this fantastic segment called Danny Abro, the news she refused to use.
The news that I refuse to use today, that on the 19th of October, a woman by the name of Vivian Bailey, she was in World War II, a veteran in World War II, and at 102 years old, she decided to go skydiving.
Whoa.
So, yeah,
I don't even know if I'd go skydiving at 17.
I wouldn't. I understand why. Like, you've made it to 102. What do you have to lose?
True. Other than your life, I mean, not
that
much.
You've lived 102 years of life.
That is true.
I would do it. To be honest,
102, not like you don't really have that many investments in life. Like in terms of family or you have family, but I mean, you're not at 102 years old. Are you that essential to your family?
You know what? I definitely think you can say that they've lived a good life.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that should be a justification. I definitely would do it. Let's make a pact right now.
Okay.
David and Ali on the Run. We are COVID-19 friendly, shaking hands.
Oh, fantastic.
Danny, would you go skydiving?
No, wait, I'm not finished.
I definitely would.
Oh my god.
David and I are going skydiving if we make it to 102.
Fantastic.
We're going together.
I think I'm
going
to go skydiving next year actually, but we'll do it again.
Oh,
102.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay, cool. Thomas, do you want to be involved in my pact?
Would you, according to your palm reading that just happened, you're dying at 26.
Guys, I'm not making it to 26.
She's freaking out.
That's what I said. And it's 25.
It's 25.
I think
for Red Radio team building exercise, Thomas should take us skydiving at the end of the year.
I definitely would go skydiving,
but I have a fear of flying, so I don't know how I'm really going to get there.
So you have a fear of flying, but not the fear of falling?
No, because I love like roller coasters and all that type of stuff, but flying is not my favorite.
Really? I'd say categorically that I would prefer to be in a plane than falling out of the sky.
But you're with someone who's like a professional.
But that freaks me out. Like, yeah, how many people
land
and they break their legs and they like just never walk again?
Can you just listening to the scary stories?
Yeah, but
that is exactly it. I do not want to be 30,000 or whatever feet up in the air and having someone hugging me while I'm going down.
Yeah, no, not even hugging. Like, you're like
attached. You're like one body.
On top of each other. Yeah, no. So David and I actually aren't going skydiving.
I still am. I don't like that. I think they should change the system
of
how they do skydiving.
Like how?
Like they should put some sort of a pool at the bottom so I can skydive alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to have someone on top of me
while I'm doing it. I'm with you. You know what I think I would do? Paragliding. You know when you like sit in the like chair or you hold on and it's
For sure.
I think we should do that. This ditch is skydiving.
I was watching something like that on Instagram where all they do, you know, they have like these jackets with the wings, so you pull the jackets out.
That's indoor skydiving.
No, the ones on top of the mountains.
You like hike the mountain and then you just jump.
And then you've got your jacket does this and then you can like fly like a
bird. I want to do that.
But I think
indoor skydiving.
Crazy.
I don't know. It's in other countries.
But how high is the roof?
I've seen it too.
I think very high. It's like they blow like beneath you. And you lift it up in the air.
Maybe it's not oxygen, but they pump this air, and you literally, like, the pressure just pushes you up into the sky.
Oh, so it's not indoor then?
It's inside, but, like...
But then, surely there's a roof. Surely there's a roof.
Yeah, like a warehouse kind of vibe.
Okay, but that's still not that big.
You know what, David? You know what? You're the one who doesn't want to go skydiving with someone on top of you.
I am going skydiving. I have to, because, actually, funny story, and I'm not even making this up. About a month ago, my brother went skydiving with all of his friends, and he sent, like, such... like really really cool family photos to the big karaoke family group.
Oh yeah.
And everyone was giving him praise, saying, "Oh, you're so good. Oh, you're so good."
Brave.
So I have to live up to that, you know.
No, I think you should do one better. I think you should fly the plane and then jump out.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
That's it.
Getting my driver's license.
So I think that's the news that Danny refused to use.
David and Ali on the Run.